Audio Bible, Leviticus, chapter 23. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Speak to the Israelites and say to them, 'These are my appointed feasts, the feasts of the Lord that you are to proclaim as sacred assemblies. For 6 days work may be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of complete rest, a day of sacred assembly. You must not do any work. Wherever you live, it is a Sabbath to the Lord. These are the Lord's appointed feasts, the sacred assemblies you are to proclaim at their appointed times. The Passover to the Lord begins at twilight on the 14th day of the first month. On the 15th day of the same month begins the feast of unleavened bread to the Lord. For 7 days you must eat unleavened bread. On the first day, you are to hold a sacred assembly. You are not to do any regular work. For 7 days you are to present a food offering to the Lord. On the seventh day, there shall be a sacred assembly. You must not do any regular work." And the Lord said to Moses, "Speak to the Israelites and say, 'When you enter the land that I am giving you and you reap its harvest, you are to bring to the priest a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest. And he shall wave the sheaf before the Lord so that it may be accepted on your behalf. The priest is to wave it on the day after the Sabbath. On the day you wave the sheaf, you shall offer a year-old lamb without blemish as a burnt offering to the Lord, along with its grain offering of 2/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with oil, a food offering to the Lord, a pleasing aroma, and its drink offering of 1/4 hin of wine. You must not eat any bread or roasted or new grain until the very day you have brought this offering to your God. This is to be a permanent statute for the generations to come, wherever you live. From the day after the Sabbath, the day you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, you are to count off 7 full weeks. You shall count off 50 days until the day after the seventh Sabbath, and then present an offering of new grain to the Lord. Bring 2 loaves of bread from your dwellings as a wave offering, each made from 2/10 of an ephah of fine flour, baked with leaven, as the first fruits to the Lord. Along with the bread, you are to present 7 unblemished male lambs, a year old, 1 young bull, and 2 rams. They will be a burnt offering to the Lord, together with their grain offerings and drink offerings, a food offering, a pleasing aroma to the Lord. You shall also prepare 1 male goat as a sin offering, and 2 male lambs a year old as a peace offering. The priest is to wave the lambs as a wave offering before the Lord, together with the bread of the first fruits. The bread and the 2 lambs shall be holy to the Lord for the priest. On that same day you are to proclaim a sacred assembly, and you must not do any regular work. This is to be a permanent statute wherever you live, for the generations to come. When you reap the harvest of your land, do not reap all the way to the edges of your field, or gather the gleanings of your harvest. Leave them for the poor and the foreign resident. I am the Lord your God." The Lord also said to Moses, "Speak to the Israelites and say, 'On the first day of the seventh month, you are to have a day of rest, a sacred assembly announced by trumpet blasts. You must not do any regular work, but you are to present a food offering to the Lord.'" Again the Lord said to Moses, "The 10th day of this 7th month is the Day of Atonement. You shall hold a sacred assembly and humble yourselves, and present a food offering to the Lord. On this day, you are not to do any work, for it is the Day of Atonement, when atonement is made for you before the Lord your God. If anyone does not humble himself on this day, he must be cut off from his people. I will destroy from among his people anyone who does any work on this day. You are not to do any work at all. This is a permanent statute for the generations to come, wherever you live. It will be a Sabbath of complete rest for you, and you shall humble yourselves. From the evening of the 9th day of the month until the following evening, you are to keep your Sabbath." And the Lord said to Moses, "Speak to the Israelites and say, 'On the 15th day of the 7th month, the Feast of Tabernacles to the Lord begins, and it continues for 7 days. On the first day, there shall be a sacred assembly. You must not do any regular work. For 7 days, you are to present a food offering to the Lord. On the eighth day, you are to hold a sacred assembly and present a food offering to the Lord. It is a solemn assembly. You must not do any regular work. These are the Lord's appointed feasts, which you are to proclaim as sacred assemblies for presenting food offerings to the Lord, burnt offerings and grain offerings, sacrifices and drink offerings, each on its designated day. These offerings are in addition to the offerings for the Lord's Sabbaths, and in addition to your gifts, to all your vow offerings, and to all the free will offerings you give to the Lord. On the 15th day of the 7th month, after you have gathered the produce of the land, you are to celebrate a feast to the Lord for 7 days. There shall be complete rest on the first day, and also on the eighth day. On the first day, you are to gather the fruit of majestic trees, the branches of palm trees, and the boughs of leafy trees, and of willows of the brook. And you are to rejoice before the Lord your God for 7 days. You are to celebrate this as a feast to the Lord for 7 days each year. This is a permanent statute for the generations to come. You are to celebrate it in the 7th month. You are to dwell in booths for 7 days. All the native-born of Israel must dwell in booths, so that your descendants may know that I made the Israelites dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. So Moses announced to the Israelites the appointed feasts of the Lord,